Week 12. Relationships focus, bowling ball in a china shop, 18 to 22 men's. The tension we feel but don't always name. I want my faith to matter in the real world. I just don't want to mess it up or push people away. Scripture for day 1, Matthew 28, 18 to 20. When winning at work cost me my witness. If you've been tracking since week 1, you know I landed my dream job, newspaper journalist. And you also know how fast that dream unraveled. I couldn't figure out how chasing stories had anything to do with God's kingdom. So I walked away, confused, disillusioned, hashtag death of a dream. After time in scripture and with God, I jumped back into the marketplace. This time, international finance, the quintessential secular job. Greed, power, Ferraris, cue evil laugh. I was ready this time though. Bible in one hand, balance sheets in the other. I worked hard. Early mornings, late nights. Numbers were climbing. My division was crushing it. Then my boss, Nate, called me into his office. Bill, you're kind of like a bowling ball in a china shop. Excuse me? Clutching my imaginary pearls. You get results, big ones, but you plow through people along the way, especially your own team. He wasn't angry. He wasn't cruel. Just honest, and it stung. Because he was right. On paper, I was a rock star. I had taken a failing division from millions in the red to millions in the black in less than 2 years. Red is bad, black is good. But instead of celebrating with my team, I was sitting in Nate's office, realizing something brutal. I was winning the numbers and losing my witness. That's when it clicked. There is no testifying to an incredible God if the quality of my work, at school or in a real job, makes people avoid me instead of lean in. Showing up late, poor communication, negativity when projects went sideways. That's not a witness, that's a warning label. Truth that frames evangelism. Here's the first thing you need to know. It is not your job to save people. Read that again. You are not Jesus. You are not the Holy Spirit. You are not the office Messiah. Your job is to be a witness, a reflection, a representative. Jesus made this clear before he ascended. He told his followers to go and make disciples, not by force, not by hype, but by presence, obedience, and proclamation. The power was his, the participation was theirs. Paul explained it the same way when he wrote that some plant, some water, but God brings the growth. 1 Corinthians 3:6-7. Translation, you do your part, God does his. So what is your part? First, excellence, which is not the same as perfection. Colossians 3:23 says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord. If you're lazy, sloppy, or careless at school or work, nobody's going to ask about your Jesus. They'll just assume he's sloppy too. That was my problem in Nate's office. I looked like a star. But in reality, I was damaging the very testimony I wanted to carry. Work ethic is part of your witness. Second, proximity. Jesus ate with sinners, Matthew 9:10-12. He hung out in places that made the religious folks nervous, Luke 15:1-2. And no, that didn't mean he validated sin. It meant his presence pointed to another way. Presence is not approval, it is proximity. When you live differently in the middle of it, kind when others are cruel, patient when others snap, hopeful when everyone else spirals, people notice. That's when the why questions start. Why are you calm when everything is falling apart? Why do you treat people with dignity when others don't? Why are you consistent when everyone else checks out? That's your opening. You don't need a sermon, just a sentence. Honestly, it's because of what Jesus has done in my life. Being a witness isn't about preaching louder. It's about an intentionality in behavior and a readiness to speak about Jesus due to proximity. And finally, this calling does not stop at your zip code. Jesus told his followers they would be his witnesses locally and globally, Matthew 28, 18-20. That means caring about what God is doing in places you may never visit and among people you may never meet. John Stott, theologian who often went by Uncle John, stated, "We must be global Christians with a global vision because our God is a global God." And engaging with global missions does not mean you have to move overseas. Or it may. It means you stay aware, you learn, you give, you go. A faith that only looks inward eventually shrinks. A faith that looks outward grows. Questions to wrestle with this week. Where might my habits be undermining my witness without me realizing it? Who has God placed near me right now that I may be overlooking? How engaged am I with what God is doing beyond my immediate world? Simple prayer to carry this week. Jesus, thank you for trusting me to represent you where I live, work, and learn. Shape my character, strengthen my work ethic. Give me courage to live clearly and compassion to love well. Use my life, both nearby and far beyond me, to point others to you. Amen. Scripture for the rest of the week. Optional. Day 2, Matthew 5:14-16. Day 3, Philippians 2:14-15. Day 4, Acts 1:8. Day 5, Marcus 2:12. Day 6, Isaiah 52:7. Day 7, Revelation 7:9-10. Application for the week. 30-45 mins. This week is about thinking through your witness and making any necessary adjustments to be closer aligned to what God is asking of you. Step 1. Take inventory of your spaces. School, work, home, neighborhood. Where are you most visible? Where does your witness feel strongest? Where might it be weakest? Step 2. Choose one intentional shift. Encourage instead of complain. Follow through on what you promised. Ask someone how you can pray for them. Live in a way that makes someone curious. Step 3. Engage beyond yourself. Take one step toward global awareness this week. Pray for a missionary. Learn about a global ministry. Give something, even something small, toward kingdom work beyond your world. Witness is not about doing everything. It is about being faithful where you are and staying open to where God is moving.